Parshas Kisetze. The Pasa continues with the Parsha of Yefas Toyar. In this Parsha, the Torah responds to the inflamed passion of a soldier. If he sees a woman among the enemy captives and feels an uncontrollable desire for her, the Torah recognizes that he may not be able to restrain himself. Rather than risk sin that may lead him to further spiritual contamination, the Torah provides an avenue for the soldier to satisfy his desire, so that his desire will cool off before it causes more harm. Chazal described this as Lidibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzahara. The Torah only speaks over here in response to the Yetzahara. Rashi and Ramban both learn that he may not have relations with this woman until he puts her through the process described in Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, after which he may marry her. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says that he may have relations with her one time before doing the procedure described in Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. According to all Shittas, the reason for the delay, whether before the first Bia according to Rashi, or after the first Bia according to Rabbeinu Tam, is so that the soldier's desire will evaporate and he will set her free. And the Pasuk says, Ki seitze la melchoma al oyevecho, when you will go out to war against your enemies, unesonoi Hashem alekecha biyodecho, and Hashem your God will give the enemies over into your hands, vishavisa shivyoi, and you will capture its people as captives. And Rashi tells us that this Pasuk is referring to a melchemes reshus, an optional war, because by a melchemes mitzvah, like the war to capture Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk could not have said, vishavisa shivyoi, you will capture its people as captives. Because the halacha is, lo sechaya kol neshama, you must kill everyone, men, women, and children. Since the Pasuk over here says, vishavisa shivyoi, you will capture its captives, it must be talking about a melchemes reshus, an optional war. And Rashi tells us that the captive that was captured over here can even be referring to one from the Zion Umais, one from the seven nations that you must kill. Because the halacha of Leisechaya Kol Neshama only applies in Eretz Yisrael. However, if one of the Zion Umais lives in a different country, then they have the halacha like the people of that country. And since the people of this country have the halacha that only the males must be killed, and the women and the children may be spared, the people who live there from the Zion Umais have the same din, and therefore their males will be killed, and their women and children will be spared. So when the Pasuk says, Vishavisa Shivyoi, you will capture its people as captives, it can also be referring to the women and the children of the Zion Umais that live in another country. And the Pasuk continues, V'ro'iso v'ashivyo, and you will see among the captives, Eshes Yifas Toyar, a beautiful woman. V'choshaktovo, and you will desire her. V'lokachto l'chole isha, and you may take her as a wife. According to Rashi, you may only take her as a wife after you do the procedure that is mentioned in the next two psukim. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, V'lokachto l'chole isha is telling you that Bia Rishayna, having relations with her one time, is mutter right away. And after that, if you want to keep her, then you must do the procedure that is stated in the next two psukim. And when the Pasuk says, V'lokachto l'chol isha, and you may take this woman as a wife, this is not something that the Torah wants you to do. The Torah would rather that you do not do this. As Rashi explained, three parshios are placed next to each other in this parsha. The parsha of Yefas Toyar, which is written right next to the parsha of an isha snua, a wife who you will hate, which is written right next to the parasha of Ben Sorer Umorer, a rebellious son. The Torah is telling you that if you do take this Isha as a wife, you will end up hating her, and you will end up having a child who is a Ben Sorer Umorer, a rebellious son. And the Pasuk continues by telling us the procedure that one must do to the Eshes Yifas Toyar before he is able to marry her, in order to make her unattractive. V'havesa el teich pesecha, and you will bring her into your house, V'gilicha es roisha, and she will shave off the hair of her head, V'asasa es tziporneha, and she will allow her nails to grow long, V'hisira es simla shivya me'aleha, and she will remove the clothing of her captivity from on her. Because the Goyisha women at the time of war used to wear beautiful clothing in order to distract the enemy soldiers to look at them instead of concentrating on the war. So these beautiful clothing she must take off from her in order to make herself unattractive. V'yoshava b'veisecho, and she will sit in your house, uvachasa es avia ves imo yerach yomim, and she will cry for her father and her mother for a month's time. And Rashi is bothered Why does the pasuk say again, "V'yashiva b'veisecha," and she will sit in your house, after already stating in pasuk Yud Beis, "V'havesa el toich beisecha," that you will bring her into your house? And Rashi explains that it is not sufficient to just bring her into a side house that you will never see her, but rather bring her into your house in a place that you will see her every day. When you enter the house, you will see her, and when you leave, you will see her. Because the Torah wants you to see how a Jewish girl is happy, and this Goyish girl is sad. A Jewish girl is beautiful, and this Goyish girl has become repulsive. The Achar Kein, and afterwards, if you still want her, Tavay Elehu Va'alta, you may come to her and live with her, V'hayisal Chali Isha, and then she can be your wife. And the Ksava HaKabbalah explains that of course she cannot be your wife if she is still a Goy, so therefore she must go through a process of Tefillah and Gerus before you may marry her. V'hoya Imlei Chafatz Taba, and it will be if you do not want her. As Rashi explains, chances are you will not want her after this procedure. Yishilachta L'nafsha, you shall send her on her own. U'machar Leisim Karena Ba'Kesef, and you shall not sell her for money. Leisis Amreba, neither shall you work with her. Tachas Asharinisa, because you paint her. Since you did this whole procedure to make her unattractive, if afterwards you do not want her, the Torah does not allow you to sell her nor to work with her. But rather, Vishilachto Lenafsha, you shall just let her go free, let her go on her own. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud, Ki Seitze La Melchama, when you will go out to war, the Melchemes Horoshus HaKosav Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about an optional war. Shebel Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, because by a Melchemes Mitzvah, like the war to capture Eretz Yisrael, Ein Loimar, the Pasuk could not have said, Vishavisa Shivyoi, and you shall capture its people as captives. Shehari Kfar Nemar, because the Pasuk already says in Parsha Shoiftim, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, that by the Zion Umois, you are not allowed to let anybody live, even the women and the children. So since the Pasuk over here says, Vishavisa Shivyoi, you will capture its people as captives, it must be talking about a Melchemes Rishus. Vishavisa Shivyoi, and you will capture its captives. L'rabis Kananim Shebesoicha. This is coming to include that if there are Kananim living in that city, they can also be taken as captives. Even though they are from the Zion Umais. Even though typically the Zion Umais have a din of Loisechaya Kol Neshama, however, if they live in another country, then they have the din of that country, and you may capture its captives. And although Rashi had already told us this earlier in Parsha Shoftim, Perik Chof, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Rashi Divrei HaMaskel Kol HaOm, Maharal and Mizrahi explain that over there the Pasuk was referring to a nation who made peace with you. And the halacha is that the people of that city must pay taxes and work for you. Rashi there tells us that if someone from the Zion Umois lives there, he too will have the din of that country and may be left alive to work and pay taxes. Over here, the pasuk is speaking about a nation who did not make peace with you. The halacha in that situation is that the males are killed and the women and the children are speared. Rashi tells us that here too, if there are Knanim in this city, the women and the children are speared, like everyone else who lives in that city. Zok Rashi, v'lo kachto l'cho l'isha, and you will take this woman as a wife. L'dibra Torah ela keneged yetzahara. The Torah only speaks in response to the yetzahara. She'im ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu matiro, because if Hashem would not allow you to marry this woman, yisoeno be'isser, your yetzahara will be so strong that you will marry her in a forbidden manner. Therefore the Torah allows you to marry her after you do this procedure. Aval im nasa, but you should know if you do marry her, seifei liyoy seina, the end will be that you will hate her, shenemar acharav, because the next parasha says, kisiyeno le'ish, if a man will have two wives, and one he will hate, v'seifei lahoyli mimena ben sarer umore, and the end will be that he will have a child that will be a rebellious child, v'kach nismecha parasha lalu, that's why these parashiyos are written next to each other. The parasha of Yifas Tayar, next to the parasha of and Isha Snua, next to the parasha of Ben Sere Umar. Because if you marry the Yifas Tayar, you will end up hating her, and you will end up having a son who is a Ben Sere Umar. Zok Rashi Eishes, and Rashi is bothered why it says Eishes Yifas Tayar instead of Isha Yifas Tayar. Zok Rashi Afilu Eishes Ish. The Pasuk is telling us that even if this woman is an Eishes Ish, even if this Goyisha woman is married, you may still take her as a wife. And Tosfos in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chof Aleph, Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Eishes asks, what is the Chiddush that he can marry her even though she is an Eishes Ish? There is no din of Eishes Ish by a guy. As the Pasuk says, Asher Yinaf es Eishes Re'ehu, one who has relations with his friend's wife. In Chazal Darshan, Eishes Re'ehu v'loy Eishes Goy. There is only an Issa to marry your friend's wife and not a guy's wife, since there is no Kedushin by a guy. So what's the Chiddush that you are allowed to marry her if she is an Eishes Ish? Tesis answers, although there is no Malkus or Misa when one is Mezana with the wife of a guy, however, there is an Isser Aseh. As the Pasuk says, V'dovak be'ishtoy, one should attach himself to his wife, and Chazal Darshin, V'loy be'eshes chaveroy, and not to his friend's wife. And this Isser Aseh was speaking to a Ben Noach. So we see that typically there is an Isser Aseh to have relations with the wife of a guy. However, over here, by Eishes Ifas Toyar, the Torah allowed it. Zok Rashi v'osiso es siporneho, tegadleim, she should grow her nails, in order that she will become repulsive. And she shall remove the clothing of her captivity. Because those clothing were beautiful. Because Goyish women used to beautify themselves at the time of war. In order to cause other people to be mezana with them and to distract the soldiers during the war, this way they would not be focusing on the war, but would rather be focusing on them. The Yoshiva Bevesecho, and she will sit in your house. And Rashi is bothered that the previous Pasuk says already, Vahavesa El Teich Besecho. So Rashi, the reason why it says V'yoshiva Bevesecho a second time is, Bebayish Shemeshtamish Boy. The Pasuk is telling you, do not place her in a side house, but rather in the house that you work in. Nichnas V'niskalbo. When you enter the house, you will meet her. Yoitze, when you leave the house, V'niskalbo, you will meet her again. Roya bevichiyasa, you will see her crying. Roya benivla, you will see her in her repulsive state. Kedei shetiskana olav, in order that she shall become disgusting to you. Uvachasa esavia, and she will cry for her father. Kol kach lama, why do we do this whole procedure to her? Kedei shetehei bas Yisrael smecha, in order that this person shall see that a Jewish girl is happy. Vizu atseva, and this girl is sad. Bas Yisrael miskastretes, a Jewish girl beautifies herself. Vizu misnaveles, and this girl has become repulsive. Zok Rashi v'hoyo im lechafatztabo, and it will be if you do not desire her. Hakosid mevasercho shesoyvcho lesnoisa. The Torah is telling you that chances are you will hate this girl after you do this procedure. And since you did this whole procedure to her, you shall not sell her nor work with her. Loisis amebo, loisis tameshbo, you shall not work with her. Veloshin Parsi karen la'avdus v'shimush imro. In the Persian language, work and servitude is called imra. So the word sisamer means to work. I learned this from Rav Moshe Hadarshan. And the pasuk continues, Kisieno le'ish tei noshim, if a man will have two wives, ha'achas ahuva, one wife he will love, v'ha'achas senua, and one wife he will hate. V'yodu le'ivonim ha'ahuva v'hasnua, and both the wife that he loves and the one that he hates, both bore children to him. However, the Bechor was born to the wife that he hates. And it will be on the day that he causes his sons to inherit everything that he has. He cannot give the Bechor to the son of the wife that he loves, instead of giving it to the real Bechor, the son of the Snua. Because he must recognize the firstborn of the wife that he hates, to give him two portions in everything that is found by him. Because this son is his first strength. To him is the right of the Bechor. Zok Rashi Pishnaim, Keneged Shnei Achim, he receives a portion corresponding to two brothers. Rashi is coming to tell us, do not think that Pishnayim means that the Bechor receives double of what everybody else together receives. For example, if let's say there are five brothers, one of them being the Bechor, do not think that you divide the estate of the father into three parts, and the Bechor takes two parts, two-thirds, and the other four brothers take one part, one-third. That is not what Pishnayim means. Pishnayim means that we take the father's estate and divide it into six equal parts, with each brother taking one part, and the extra part is given to the Bechor. The Bechor receives a portion as if he is two brothers instead of one. Zakt Rashi, Bechor Lasher Yimotze Loi. The Bechor takes Pishnayim in everything that is found by the father. We can from here, She'ena Bechor Noitel Pishnayim, a Bechor does not take Pishnayim, B'ro'i Lovoi La'achar Mises Ha'av, in something that is fit to come into the father's estate after his death. For example, debts that were paid after his death, that was not in the father's possession at the time of his death. He therefore will not take Pishnayim in those debts. The Pasuk says, Loses lo Pishnayim b'choil asher yimotze loy. Pishnayim is only taken in everything that is found in the father's reshus at the time of his death. Anything that was given to the father after his death, there is no din of Pishnayim, and all the brothers will divide that equally. Zach Rashi kiva muchzik. The only time there is Pishnayim is only on something that is held by the father at the time of his death. The Vilna Gaon says that there is an allusion to Pishnayim in the word Bechor, Beis Chaf Resh. The letter Beis is numerically equivalent to two times the letter Aleph that precedes it. Beis is two, and Aleph is one. The letter Chaf is double the letter Yud which precedes it. Chaf is 20, and Yud is 10. And the letter Resh, which has the numerical value of 200, is double Kuf, 100, which precedes it. These are the only letters in the Aleph Beis whose numerical value are double the letters they follow. That is why the title of a firstborn is composed of these three letters, hinting to the fact that he receives a double portion. And by the fact that these letters are double the letters that are before them, we see a remez that Pishnayim is only taken from what is already before the sons at the time of the inheritance, but not of that which comes available afterward. The Pasuk has told us in this parsha that even though the first male was not born to his beloved wife, the Ahuva, but rather to the one he hated, the Snua, he still must give a double portion to the Bechor that was born to the Snua, the hated wife. And the Vilna Gaon is bothered. What is the chiddush of this law? Why should I think that just because the other wife was more beloved, her son should receive Pishnayim? Also, how can the Torah call one wife Snua, hated? It's also to hate somebody. And also, if the Snua had the Bechor, why does the Torah say, why does it place Ahuva first? The Pasuk should have said, since the Snua had the Bechor. The Vilna Gaon answers that the Pasuk is alluding to a case where he had a wife that he divorced. She is referred to as the Snua, hated, in the sense that he did not want to keep her. He was not over Lesisna Esachicha B'Vavecha. The Pasuk is just calling her Snua because she was the one that he divorced. He then married a second wife, referred to as the Ahuva, the beloved one, in the sense that he did want to stay married to this wife. 7 months into his second marriage, his second wife, the Ahuva, gave birth to a son. 2 months later, 9 months from the divorce of his first wife, his first wife, the Snua, gave birth to a son. The Pasuk is telling us, although the Ahuva gave birth first, her son is not the Bechor. The reason being, concerning the din of Pishnayim, we go after the first male to be conceived. And since the Bechor of the Snua was conceived first, he gets the Pishnayim, he gets the double portion. And that's why the Pasuk places Ahuva before Snua, because the Ahuva actually gave birth first. The Snua only conceived first. The Netziv in Sefer HaMikdavar finds it hard to believe that the law should be that Pishnayim should go after conception. He therefore says he does not believe the Vilna Gaon ever said this. And the Pasuk continues with the Parsha of Ben Sorer Umoira, a rebellious son, who steals money from his parents and buys and consumes a large amount of meat and alcoholic beverages. The halacha is that this son is stoned, but not for what he did now, but rather for what he will do in the future. Because eventually, he will not find the money he needs to keep up his habits, and he will end up stealing from others and killing them. The Torah says, Yomuz zakai v'al yomuz chayev. Let him die while he is still innocent, and not as a guilty person. And the Pasuk says, Ki yiyeh le'ish, if there will be to a man, bein a son, sorer u'morer. Rashi says, Sorer means sor, he is removed from the way of Hashem. Umoire means that he rebels. Einenu shamea b'koil oviv u'v'koil imoi. He does not listen to the voice of his father nor his mother. And as we explained, he steals from his parents and he buys and consumes tartemar bosar, v'chatzi lug yayin, V'yisru oisai, and his parents warned him in front of two witnesses, v'lo yishma aleihem, and he did not listen to them. And he therefore receives malchus in front of a bezdin of three. And if he continues in his evil ways, v'safsu v'yavi v'imai, his father and his mother will grab a hold of him, v'hoitziu oisai el ziknei iroi v'el sha'ar mekoimoi, and they will take him out to the elders of his city, to the gates of his place, which means they will take him to the bezdin of his city. V'amru, they will say, el ziknei iroi, to the elders of his city, b'neinu zeh soirer umeire, this son of ours is a rebellious son, einenu shamea b'koilenu, he does not listen to our voices, zoylel, he devours meat, v'seve, and guzzles wine. U'rigamuhu kol anche iroi bo'avonim bo'meis, and all the people of his city will pelt him with stones, and he shall die. And the Sifri, and the Torah Tamima, the Netziv, and the Ksav HaKabbalah all explain that this does not mean that the whole city stones him, but rather it means that the witnesses will stone him in the presence of all the people of the city. U'bi'arta haro mikirbecha, and you shall remove the evil from among you, v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yirou, and all of Klal Yisrael will hear and fear. Because Bezdin will send out messengers to announce that this person has been stoned because he was a ben soirer umoire. Zakt Rashi Pasuk Yudches, soirer, sor min haderech. This means that he turned away from the way of the Torah. Umoire, misarev bedivrei oviv. This means he rebels against the words of his father. Lashon mamrim, the word moire comes from the word mamrim, which means to rebel. The Yisru Oisai, Zakt Rashi, masrim by bifnei gimel. They warn him in front of three, umalkin oisai, and they give him malchus. These are the words of the Mishnah. However, the Gemara explains, masrin boy bifnei beis, they warn him in front of two witnesses, ubifnei gimel malkin oisai, and in front of a bezdin of three, they give him malchus. Zakrashi ben sorer umore enu chayiv, a ben sorer umore is not chayiv at sheyignoiv until he steals, v'yoichal, and he eats tartemar bosor, which is a certain weight of meat, v'yishtachasi lug yayin, and he drinks a half a lug of wine. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chof, zoylel v'soyvei. V'nemar, and the Pasuk says in Mishle, al tehi b'soyvei yayin, you should not be somebody who guzzles wine, v'zoylele bosor lomoy, and among the people who devour meat for themselves. So we see zoylel means to devour meat, and soyvei to guzzle wine. U'ben sorer umore nerag al shem soyfei. And the ben sorer umore gets killed because of what he will do at the end. Higia Torah l'seif daitei. The Torah understands what he will do at the end. Seif shemechala mamin oviv. The end will be that he will exhaust his father's money. Umevakesh limudoi. And he will seek to continue his habits. Ve'ena moitze. And he won't find money for it. Ve'oimei beproshes drachim. He will stand at the crossroads. Umelastim es habuyois. And he will steal from people and kill them. Amr Torah, the Torah said, Yomu zakai va'al yomu schayev. Let him die innocent instead of dying guilty. So we see here that the ben sorer umore is killed based on what he will do in the future. How does this fit with what it says concerning Yishmael in Parshas Vayera? When Sarah was displeased with Yishmael's behavior, she demanded that he be chased out of Avram's house. And after Hagar and Yishmael were chased out, a malach appeared to Hagar in Midbar Be'er Sheva, when Yishmael was dying of thirst, and said to Hagar, do not worry, because I will judge Yishmael based on his present deeds, and not based on what he will do in the future. Although the Malachim pleaded with Hashem not to perform a miracle for Yishmael, because his descendants will kill Klal Yisrael with thirst, Hashem refused to listen to them, and said he was going to judge Yishmael ba'asher husham, according to his present state, and not according to what he will do in the future. So the question arises, why is the ben sorer umore treated harsher than Yishmael? Yishmael was judged based on his present state, and the ben sorer umore is judged based on what he will do in the future. Mizrahi answers, since Yishmael at that time did not do anything related to killing people by thirst, he was therefore judged by asher husham according to his present state. However, the ben sorer umore has already begun his path of destruction by stealing from his parents and buying meat and wine. He has already done wrong even at the present time. We therefore judge him now al shem soifai, because even now he has planted the seeds for what he will do in the future. Maral offers another teretz, and he says that by Yishmael, which was misa bidei shemayim, they judge ba asher husham. However, a ben sorer umore, which is misas bezdin, they judge al shem soifai. in order to save him from Bezdin Shalmalo. And another question we must address is that if the Ben Sera Umara is killed because of the act of murder that he will commit in the future, why is his death penalty through stoning, if the Torah states that one who murders is put to death by Saif, the sword? Why does the Ben Sera Umara receive Skila? He should receive Misa Saif. Dasakena Mibali Atosfos answers, since the Pasuk states that the Ben Sera Umara is Einenu Shoimea Bekoil Aviv Uvekol Imoy, he does not listen to the voice of his parents. He is considered as if he was Mekalel Aviv Imoy. He cursed his parents. And the Torah states that one who curses his parents is Chayev Skila, death by stoning. That is why the Ben Sera Umara receives Skila and not Sayet. Zakt Rashi, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirou, and all of Klal Yisrael will hear and fear. We can, from here we learn out, Shetzorach Achroza BeBezdin, that an announcement has to be made in Bezdin, Ploini Niskal, so-and-so was stoned, Al Shehoya Ben Sera Umara, because he was a Ben Sera Umara.